This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Until yesterday, the United States had never seen such an outpouring of support for immigrant rights. Hundreds of thousands of people marched in cities across the nation, many wearing white T-shirts, waving American flags, and holding up banners saying, "We are America." How did it play with the people who watched from the sidelines? NPR's Ted Robbins spoke with onlookers in Tucson, Arizona.
About 15,000 people marched peacefully in support of immigrant rights in Tucson. But a small fight broke out when a couple of counter-protesters watching from the sidewalk lit a Mexican flag on fire. A bit of a microcosm of southern Arizona, which has a large number of Hispanics of Mexican origin, as well as some of the most vocal opponents of illegal immigration. Most people, of course, just went about their business Monday. Patricia Bojorquez works as a flower designer, but Monday her heart was with the marchers.
The Mexican immigrants are probably a lot of the backbone of this country. I mean, it was Mexico to begin with.
Does it surprise you that they're marching?
Yes and no. It's about time. They should have done that a long time ago.
But high school student Jonathan Bates said he just didn't get it.
It's kind of weird.
Really? Why?
Yeah, well, I mean, they're waving Mexican flags in the United States, and if they're going to do that, they shouldn't be here. If they don't think they're worthy enough to be here, then they should just go back home, maybe. Yeah.
And what about those who are waving American flags today and marching for immigrant rights?
I don't know. I didn't really see that. I don't really watch news. Yeah.
Bates said he knew students who marched, and he thinks their motives were suspect.
I don't know. I think they're just looking for a way to get out of school.
At a local lube and oil change shop, customer Jenny Medine said regardless of why people went, by showing solidarity, they accomplished something.
I mean, they're raising consciousness. They're raising our consciousness, and they're raising their own consciousness. They're making themselves happy and proud.
Most people we spoke with, though, were like John Romero, another customer waiting for his oil to be changed.
My work, kids, had changed my oil.
But on Monday, he had to wait three times longer than usual for that oil change because all but two of the workers at this shop took the day off to march. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.